Alrighty, guys, and we're back here to quick here. What is the one non-negotiable health habit that Mike never compromises on?
Well, I would have to say is sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah, I will rearrange my schedule to get 8 hours of sleep at least. And ideally, I like to be asleep by 10. And I told you during our interview, I went 10 years without going to sleep before 12. So it was really difficult for me to reset my sleep patterns. I didn't know all the neat little tricks I know now, because I can help people. I've worked with recovering addicts and people who go to bed at 10 in the morning, and I've helped them reset theirs. But I didn't know any of that then. So it was like a grueling experience where I would lay in dark in the bedroom for like hours, because I just didn't know. And so now I've noticed if I eat crappy food, I don't feel that great. I might get a little crabby. I might get a little tired. If I don't work out for a number of days, I feel weak and lethargic. But if I sleep like 5 or 6 hours or something, it's over. It's like I used to feel if I went out till 3 in the morning. It's like
it feels like you're on a bender. Yeah.
Yeah, like hungover from not sleeping. And I've noticed about 7 to 7.5 hours is my minimum cutoff that I can function on, but not optimally. If I'm below 7 hours, it's terrible. If it's like below 5 hours, I might as well just not do the next day. And people ask, at least when I was training a lot more than now, they would say, what's more important, diet or exercise? And I would say sleep. and people don't want to hear it. They don't want to. They don't want that to be the thing. They want to be able to drink these shakes or do this 2-hour just workout on a Muscle magazine or something. They don't want to have to go to bed early and actually sleep and wake up early. I also didn't get up before noon for 10 years. So it's definitely my sleep. I just got a brand new non-toxic, non-off-gassing hybrid latex. Dude, it's like sleeping on a cloud pillow. You know that? You ever seen the movie Neverending Story?
You know, it's been so long. I don't really remember. I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's a big puffy white flying dragon dog thing in that movie, and the kid rides on it and it like flies around. Sleeping on my bed is like laying on that giant white cloud magic dog dragon.
I have to go watch that movie just so I know what sleeping is like now. Yeah.
Mattress makers, but it's I just got that. And so people get excited about like getting a new car or winning something or whatever. I got excited about getting a new bed. So sleep.
So there you go, everybody. Make sure head out there, get your sleep. It is truly non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
All right, Mike. Thanks again. Appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thanks, Nick.